And again, the book of Leviticus, the 22nd chapter. Minister Richards has read 17 through 22. And I'll read verses 20 through 22 again for your consideration. Whatsoever have a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. And whosoever offereth a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord to accomplish his vow, or a freewill offered in bees or sheep, it shall be perfect to be accepted. Mm-hmm. There shall be no blemish therein. Mm-hmm. Blind or broken or maimed, mm-hmm. or having a wind or scurry or scabbed, ye shall not offer these unto the Lord, nor make an offering by fire of them upon the altar unto the Lord. Supporting scripture this morning coming from Paul's writing to the Romans. Twelfth chapter and the first verse that we are very familiar with. The Bible reads, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. When you offer a sacrifice to God, let it be your best. When you offer a sacrifice to God, let it be your best. Hallelujah. We thank the choir this morning because we all need Jesus. I hope and pray that we all got Jesus. And part of my job is to help you know him. And once you get to know him, then you ought to let God be a part of your life. God has blessed us in such a mighty way, and we know that if it had not been for him, we'd be all most miserable this morning. We need the Lord, and the songwriter said, to help me along the way. Well, now there are those of us that feel like I'm doing everything on my own, but I beg to differ because you couldn't have gotten up this morning unless the Lord God touched you and with that, what we call in the old days, a finger of love, woke you up and started you on another day's journey. And many of us got up and didn't even tell God thank you. So you need just a little more Jesus. And if you got Jesus, then you know that you owe God a praise. For I heard somebody say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Is there a witness in the house this morning that know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was the Lord God that had brought you this far? And what I love about the love of God is that God promised I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. For the God that we serve is in with us in the good times as well as the bad times. And because God is who he is, do you not know that we ought to give God praise every opportunity that we get? And to praise God does not mean that you got to shout. Does not mean that you got to run around the church. But there ought to be something down on the inside of you that began to remind you of just how good the Lord God has been to you. There's an old song that says, look where he brought me from. And if you look where God has brought you from, you ought to be able to thank God for where you are right now. And then if you're not pleased with where you are right now, you serve a God that is able to get you out of that place and to move you forward if you trust in him. Lean not to your own understanding, but allow the Lord our God to lead and direct your very paths. And so because of all of that, we owe God a personal spiritual sacrifice. And when you offer a sacrifice to God, let it be your best. This morning, for every song and every testimony, every prayer, can you honestly say that you gave God your best? We are so concerned about looking good smelling good and having friends all around us that we forget that it's not about us. It's about the power of God. And if we spend some of that time that we use primping and propping and doing all these other things to try to look good, then we'll be able to take a little more time out to talk and communicate with the Lord. It's the Lord our God that has blessed us. And we're only here this morning because God has allowed us another opportunity to come. We come with thanksgiving to worship and praise our God, who for he is the one that has blessed us and has done all the things that we needed him to do. He blesses us day by day. It's only because of his grace and mercy that we can say that we have joy, peace, and hope. Knowing that because of him, we have so much to be thankful for. So much is going on in the world. And in the midst of all that is happening, all of this senseless killing and hate and crime, everywhere we go, our country, it has to be watchful and staying on alert at all times because of terrorist threats and all the workers of the enemy that allow Satan to use them to destroy their peace of mind. There are those that would really love to give God praise, but the enemy have your mind crowded with all of your yesterdays. You got to let your yesterday be yesterday. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind me, and I press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And how many of you know that when you're in the press, there are times when you can go full speed. There are times when you are barely moving. And then there are times when we allow ourselves to be stagnant and not going anywhere. It's just like being in a spot stuck in a rut and just going and going through the changes, but seemingly like we are not getting anywhere. But is there anybody in here believe that you can get out of that position that you are in? You can be a better individual than what you are? And the only way you can do that is allowing the Lord God's Spirit to abide in your life. We are living this morning in unpredictable times, that anything can happen. Our love and our concern for one another, as the Bible declares, has turned cold. There was a time when the people of God looked out for one another. But now we are living in a time when everybody is all for themselves. As long as I got, then everything is going to be all right. But there comes a time you must consider and be concerned about somebody else. Time for the people of God to make a stand and declare war on the enemy. The enemy is trying to rob you of all of your joy. The enemy is trying to destroy the peace in your home. The enemy wants you to turn your back and think that nobody cares about you. But isn't it good to know that somebody cares? We are thankful to God. We thank God for these men that have come this morning, because they are here this morning to let us know so that we can let our children know that there's somebody in the community other than mom and daddy, uncle and aunts that cares about them, that is willing to extend a hand to give them some help. And for that, my brothers, I say thank you. Because if you do it from the heart, if you do it for the good of Christ, then everything that you do, God is going to bless you over and over again. And I don't believe that we come to just do things just to get a pat on the back, but there's somebody just want to do what's the right thing to do. It's right to do good, to do right by other folk. When the Lord God has blessed you, then you ought to be a blessing to somebody else. We got to learn this morning how to join our forces together. There was a time that we declared that every child was raised by the village. But now the village has closed their doors. There are those that don't want to be bothered with nobody's children but their own children. And then there are some that don't even take time out for their own. Isn't that a shame to God to bless you with a gift like that and then you neglect your gift? But I want to let you know this morning that you're going to answer one day. If you don't do right by your child, you're going to answer for everything that you've done. And I want you to know this morning that God is a God that knows your goings and your comings. When we join our forces together, we are united and we have a united front, knowing that there's power in numbers and in strength. The body of Christ, many members, but yet we ought to be on one accord. for the sole purpose of glorifying God and spreading the good news. I wonder, do we understand that it's all of our job to tell the good news? A lot of us think that that's the preacher's job. Oh no, that's all of our job, because once you hear about God, once you hear and read the word of God, then you ought to share that word with somebody else. I got some good news for you this morning, that even though somebody might not like you, God loves you. Even though you may not feel like that you are worth much, God is the one that gave his life so that we would have everything in life that we enjoy. We got to recognize the tricks of the devil. We must know that when we stand united, that we will come out victorious. For we serve a God that has all power. And that God that I'm talking about, he left us a commandment. He said, a new commandment that I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Then he tells us to pray without ceasing, and in all things give God thanks. Are you able to thank God when things are going wrong? Are you able to give God praise and thanks when you're going through your trials and tribulations? Even though we go through tribulations, Jesus tells us that when we go through, be of good cheer. For he has already overcome the world. God loves us so much that he gave his best to us in the person of Jesus the Christ. When you think about what the Lord God has done, I believe that we take it too lightly. When the Lord God gave his only begotten son, and the Bible declared that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. You see, God made the ultimate sacrifice in giving his life and dying for the sins of all mankind. I believe that too many times if we would take Calvary serious, try to understand the magnitude of what happened when he gave his life on Calvary's hill. To understand that he died for our sins. See, many are bound and stressed out by being enslaved by sin and unrighteousness. We got to understand that when we go back in the course of history, all the way back to the very beginning, man fell short in the Garden of Eden. And ever since man fell short, everybody in here got to go to God in prayer. Because of that sin, we all realize that now we all got to die. When we were created to live forever. But because of sin and disobedience, now we got to die. Now, none of us know how long we have to live. A lot of us like to live a long, full life, but we know that babies are dying, young people are dying, and people are dying all over the world. And we are not exempt from dying just because we come to the house of God. We are not exempt from dying just because we feel good and we don't have a pain in our bodies. How many of you know that you can be healthy and fall dead? How many of you know that you don't have to have all of these diseases and things that we hear of and we know about in order for God to take his precious breath back out of your body? I believe that we need to understand this morning that it was God that formed us from the dust of the ground. And after God formed us from the dust of the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. And the Bible declared that we became a living soul. And well, a lot of us act like we are living and yet we are dead. Anybody realize that you walk around sometime like zombies? Act like you don't know who God is. Act like the Lord God has not done anything for you. But if you are a child of the King and you know that God has done something for you in your life, then you ought not mind telling the Lord God thank you. Anybody want to tell God thank you? It's a good time to give God some praise. This is a good time to tell the Lord, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want to be obedient to what you told me to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So that's why we got to trust God with everything that we got. We got to remember, as good as God was to the children of Israel, they still turned their backs on him. They were disobedient to the word of God. God said that thou shalt have no other God before me. But then we realized that the children of Israel began to serve and worship idol gods. Did things contrary to what God had told them to do. But God always got somebody. that would declare his goodness. God got somebody that would give instruction and guidance. But what you got to do is learn how to listen and follow. Problem is, a lot of us are too hard-headed. Anybody ever heard when we were coming along, you a hard-headed little rascal? And then you began to wonder, where did that come from? God bless you to have some offsprings of your own and to find yourself saying them same words. Boy, if you don't get your hard head in here. That's the kind of God that we serve, that every now and again, he had to put us in check. Let us know that he's the one in control. Stop allowing the enemy to make you think that he got all the power. The devil made me do it. No, a lot of things you wanted to do. And then you want to blame it on the devil. Then you better stop that lie. We got to understand that when God gives us instruction, God expects man to do without wavering. He expects us to have faith and trust and to be obedient to the word of God. And today, as we talk about what the Lord God has done in God giving us his best, when we think about the Lord God that gave his only son for your sins and for my sins, we think about a God that supplies our every need. David asks us the question in the 116th division of Psalms, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? How can we show him our gratitude in a way that God will be pleased? What can I render? See, a lot of us want everybody else to do the work, and then we come and accept the rewards. But how many of you know that in order to get the reward, then you ought to be able to do the work? Now, there are those of us in here that say that I got faith in the power of a loving God. But James said faith without works is dead. So if you are doing nothing but believing in God, then don't nobody know you believe in him but you. You got to learn how to, by your faith, show your faith by your works. And then when you began to work, then somebody know that they believe in God. How many of you know that sometime when you are working in the vineyard and things don't go exactly like they ought to go? And a lot of times you get a little discouraged and you want to throw your hands up in despair. But something down on the inside say, oh no, don't allow the enemy to take your joy. You got to keep on keeping on. You got to keep on trusting, and you got to stand when you don't feel like standing. I don't care how tired I might be. I'm not going to allow nobody to take away what God had given me. And when God give me an opportunity to stand, I'm going to give God my all in all. You ought to give God all you got while you got a chance. You can always get some rest. God wants us to do things that he would be pleased with. God wants us to make a sacrifice that he would appreciate. In our text this morning, we find that when the children of Israel made their daily burnt offerings and sacrifice to God, that they used the best animals that was without blemish. So we find that he gave them instructions, his chosen leader, Moses. The Bible said, the Lord God spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to his sons and to all the children of Israel. Say unto them, whatsoever he be of the house of Israel or the strangers in Israel, they will offer his oblation for all his vows. In other words, those offerings that you have to give to the Lord, and for all his pre-will offering, which they will offer unto the Lord for a burnt offering. You see, there was a time before Jesus came that they had to go and offer burnt offering sacrifices for their sins and to let the Lord know that I'm sorry for the things that I have done. You shall offer at your own will a male without blemish, or the bees or the sheep or the goats. Animals, sacrifice, killed and laid on the fire. then you got to know that that sacrifice was for their soul salvation. But how many of you are glad that we don't have to do that now? I don't know about you, but I don't want to touch no goat. And I don't want to go and get an animal. Because I found out that the blood of Jesus, that is sufficient enough for me. We got to understand that the Bible declared that whatsoever have a blemish, that shall ye not offer, for it shall not be acceptable for you. What is Moses saying? Moses is telling the people of God that when you get ready to go and make your sacrifice, you know how it is when we give to God, we give him what we want. We don't give him what he asked for. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say it. The Lord said, give us his tithes and offerings. A lot of us don't want to give one or the other. And then when we offer God the least that we have, but yet we expect him to give us what? The best. Praying for blessing, praying for healing, praying for enough money to make it from this time to the next time. But yet when you give back to God, you even if you don't have money, David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? So if I don't have no money, I got my soul, I got my mouth, I got my arms, I got my hands, and I can offer my body as a living sacrifice. You're wondering, what can I do? The Bible declares that if you want it to be accepted, then Moses told them that it had to be without blemish. Whosoever offered a sacrifice, a peace offering, unto the Lord to accomplish his vow. You know, a lot of times we try to act like God is not as intelligent as he is. For we'll lay on the bed of affliction and we'll say, Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, I'll get up from here and I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll stop talking about my neighbor and I'll treat everybody right. But how many of you know that as soon as you get up on your feet and the strength get back in your body, a lot of time the enemy will have you going back to the same old way that you used to be. You forget about the vow that you made unto the Lord. But I stop by to tell somebody this morning that if you're going to trust the power of God. See, I told you in the outset that I'm a little bit tired this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and get this message off of me. I want to let you know this morning that when you give a peace offering unto the Lord, you better make sure that it's without blemish. For Moses told them if they were blind or broken, if they were maimed, wind, or curse, or had scabs on them, if there were any imperfection in the animal, that it was not acceptable unto the Lord. But I want to let somebody know this morning that we don't have to worry about that. When you offer something unto the Lord, you got to trust God that he wants everything to be all right. See, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, we want every believer to know that when you present something to the Lord, you ought to give God something without defects. You ought to give God your best in all that you have. When God gives you his best, you ought to give God back your best. The holy God that we have in our life this morning made a way out of no way. He wants somebody that was out for loss. Wants somebody that won't begin to think it's all about them. But I just stopped by to tell somebody that Paul tells us here in the word of God. I beseech you therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body. When the Bible says present your body, it means get up off that pew of do nothing. Begin to get up and do something for the Lord. Is there anybody here that know that God is right there by your side? The Bible says, which is your reasonable service. So I found out I can't do everything. But those things that I can do, I got to do what I can while I can. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that you want to offer God a sacrifice? You want to give God back what God has given to you? And when I think of the goodness of my God and all that the Lord God has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank my God. I thank the Lord for saving me. I thank the Lord for being everything that I need him to be. I thank God because he is the instrument. He is the one this morning that will allow us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. If the enemy got you down and out, all you got to do is look up to the hill, knowing that that's where your help comes from. Is there anybody here that know God loves a cheerful giver? When you give unto the Lord, don't give it grudgingly. Don't give it acting like you're doing God a favor. But you better worship God with spirit and in truth. Give God your all in all. I just stopped by to tell somebody that when you offer a sacrifice is that extended thing that you give to God, because every now and again, I might not have it right now, but I'm going to make a sacrifice, trusting and believing that if I give today, God will give back to me when I need him the most. But I just want to let you know that we are not in the Old Testament day. We don't have to worry about finding an animal this morning. All we got to do is believe in Jesus. For the Bible says that if we will confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised us from the dead, is there anybody here that will believe in themselves that I'm going to serve the Lord while I can? I'm going to work while it's day, for night coming when no man can work. Is there anybody that want to give God praise? Anybody come to tell God thank you when God has done so much for us? When I think about the deed, the death train running up and down the road, always stopping here and there, one of these old days, our name is going to be called. And I want to know this morning, will you be ready? Will you have your house in order? Will you be ready to hear him say, well done? If you're not doing anything, then he's not going to say, well done. What shall I offer unto the Lord for all that the Lord God has done for me? I'm going to give God my very body. Offer him, as Paul said, a living sacrifice. Somebody that is able to do something in their life. While God is blessing you, you ought to try to be a blessing to somebody else. Don't allow nobody to tell you that you can do things any kind of way. We ought to serve God in a way that's spirit and in truth, and giving God our very best. Take the time to study. Take the time to practice. Take the time to get it right and allow God to be who God is. You see, God instructed Moses, and God instructs every minister of the gospel. Tell the good news. Preach it in season and out of season. When they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. See, a lot of us, as long as somebody's saying what you like to hear, you all right with them. But as soon as you tell them that the wages of sin is death, as soon as you tell them if they don't change from their wicked ways, that they will meet hell's door, then they look at you like you're crazy. When you begin to call a spade, see, there comes a time that you just can't go through the motions, because that's not giving God your best. When you come into God's house, I don't care what job you're doing, even if you are nothing but a lay member, and you're not on any ministry, you ought to give God your best from that pew. Amen. If all you're going to be is a witness, you ought to be a good witness. If I got to take somebody, and unfortunately, when you go before God, no need to call Brother Bugs, he can't help you. No need no lawyers there. You got to answer for yourself. Everything that you've done has already been recorded in the book. And so when you look in the book, don't get it twisted and begin to think that I wouldn't be in this condition if it had not been for him, her, or them, or them. If you got a mind and God has given you life, you're able to read or able to hear. Because many of our ancestors, they couldn't read. But when somebody read the word to them or preached the word to them, they received it. They comprehended it and they kept it. And they were obedient to the word of God. Now we are so intelligent that we read it. Then we say, that don't apply to me. Because I'll be all right. But I want to let you know this morning that getting right time is right now. I want to go back to the mere fact that we all need just a little more Jesus. And if we get enough Jesus in us, then when we bring God our offerings, then we'll want to bring him our best. When we give God our service, we want to give God our best. And I made a point about the mere fact of trying to look good. You ought to look good for God. Because when we got the wrong understanding of that statement that says, come as you are, wasn't no talking about what you got on your back. Talking about who you are. If I'm messed up all in the inside, I can still come to Jesus. And you can be there at your three-piece suit, and I may have on some raglan jeans and a t-shirt. But if I come running down this aisle to God's altar, I'm coming just as I am. And just as I am, God will meet me where I am. Is there anybody been there that realized that when I didn't have no sense, and I was a wretch undone, doing everything that God was not pleased with. But one day I heard the voice of the Lord. And I found out that all I had to do was come and give God my best. It doesn't matter what you think, as long as you please him. When you stop people pleasing, then you can please God.